We heard last time from the duo behind the Diatribe record label, which is launching a flight of new albums as part of this week's New Music Dublin. And one of those releases features our guest this time, Belfast-born Dara Morgan, probably Ireland's most celebrated new music soloist. His violin playing can be heard in places as diverse as the Smith Quartet and the Spice Girls, as well as premieres from John Taverner, Louis Anderson, Philip Glass, and a who's who of contemporary composers. With his former Smith Quartet collaborator, pianist John Tilbury, he's now recorded Morton Feldman's For John Cage, a marathon hour and a half of meditative intensity and extended technique, which the violinist essays with a Baroque bow. Niche then, not a bit of it, says Dara Morgan.
I don't see it as niche at all. In fact, in another way, a lot of the music I work on, for instance, I do a lot of work in places like Abbey Road Studios in London as well, and a lot of the film scores I would record and the music I'm asked to create and help make, all of it in some way feeds from contemporary music and maybe some of the extended techniques and the scratches and the overtones and the unusual noises that you might have to make in a horror movie on a violin, and the way that's used in a piece of contemporary music. So, you know, there's lots of links throughout music and its relevance. It couldn't be more important at a time when, you know, last week I was playing Vivaldi Four Seasons in a township in Soweto in South Africa. It struck me just the healing process and the engagement of music, live music making with young people, maybe if they don't speak the same language as you, but actually the music is what transcends all of that communication around the world. So not just purely contemporary music, but classical music as a whole, I think, has got a hugely important role still to play. I think classical music in particular has always been a market that needs support. You know, if you go back to people like Beethoven and that genre of music, a lot of Beethoven's music was written to benefactors, to people like the Prince Lubomirski and these benefactors in Vienna. And we simply, as an art form, can't exist. The amount of time it takes to really practice to such a high degree to be able to achieve, it takes years and years of that working to that place of that fine craft, and the same with composition. So it simply can't work in a totally commercial way in the way lots of other industries can.
I wonder, at what point did you as a musician know that you would move towards new music?
I think when I was about 16 or 17, I gave a recital in Belfast before I went to study at the Guildhall, and in it I programmed a piece by Philip Hammond, an early piece called Elegiac Variation, and I got to work closely with Philip and learn a lot about what he was looking for. And this intrigued me, this idea of that the dots came off the page, that they really were characters, that they were alive and kicking, and they weren't just simply fast notes, short notes, slow notes, loud notes. Of course, that could be said, what an interpreter has to do with all of the music from the past, that it isn't simply dots on the page. But what's really intrigued me constantly with new music is that engagement with composers. This recent album I've just made of For John Cage by Morton Feldman, I use a Baroque bow when I play this. The reason I do that is that I think around the time I started playing Feldman, about 20 years ago, I was one of the very first Irish members to join a group called the European Union Baroque Orchestra, kind of a trainee professional Baroque ensemble. I learned a huge amount about, well, what more natural bow to use that for that than a Baroque bow, which is shaped more arc-like and has a natural evolution and decay in the middle of the bow. So for me, it seemed to be a perfect natural pairing rather than something new and experimental.
Feldman wouldn't have been aware of a Baroque bow, would he, or would he?
No, I think, you know, when Feldman wrote this piece, the Baroque, or let's call it the period instrument movement, was having a revival, but I certainly don't think he was anyways, you know, celebrating that in his music. However, this piece was, for instance, written for my old teacher, Paul Zukowski, and their way of trying to achieve this very, very light ethereal touch of sound was to try and play with the bow a normal violin bow unscrewed as loose as possible. Oh. It just happened to be two worlds were developing around the same time. The new music fraternity was going in one way, and yet the period instrument performance practice was coming out of the shadows, you know, in the 70s, late 60s, 70s and 80s, and in another direction. And I'm lucky that I came at a time where I was able to, in some way, join two of those train lines together.
I feel like it's an unparalleled feat of concentration for an instrument.
Absolutely. I mean, there is something very zen about playing this type of music. And I think it's just this idea of, you know, we go on stage to play a Mahler, something massive, and we're used to these epic scales of those works. Well, here we have that epic scale, but it's in very, very quiet and special small place. John Tilbury and I have performed this work all throughout Europe for over 15 years together. We have noticed in audiences, some very large audiences we've played to in Europe, there are on occasion people who just can't handle it. You know, so there are audience members who, they just say, you know, 40, 45 minutes in, it's like, you know, internally they're screaming and they've just got to get up and leave. We have to somehow, without being put off by any of these things happening around us in a live hall, go into this very, very mentally aware but zen-like place. Concentration is a whole different ballgame to what it would be in a piece of fast music.
For an audience, I mean, you're saying you get walkouts. I'm sure that doesn't happen very often. But there's so long when no spluttering and shuffling would be acceptable either, that it really, it's an effort on everybody to behave differently.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what I love, I mean, in particular about this piece is that very intense live listening experience you feel from an audience when you're in the piece. So it's not a piece that you're just simply communicating to the audience as a performer and them taking the piece in. It's a very much a mutual engagement and a very, I would describe as active listening with the audience. And you really feel when you're in a hall, when the audience are part of the performing aspect of the piece, because their ears are so alive and electric, and yet they're so still physically and so quiet. Usually, or maybe I think about 25 minutes into the piece, you really feel you've hit this place where everybody has zoned in. It's really a special, special atmosphere.
Darren Morgan there, and he and John Tilbury will be playing Morton Feldman's For John Cage tomorrow, Thursday 27th of February, in the National Concert Hall as part of New Music Dublin 2020.